This is Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ. Now, here's your host, Ed Smith.
Good morning, Ed Smith here, and joining me on the phone is Donna Deedy. She is the president and CEO of Holy Childhood and Special Touch Bakery. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning to you. Thank you for having us.
Oh my gosh, happy to have you. We also have on the line Lori Otto, the public relations manager at the Holy Childhood and Special Touch Bakery as well. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Yeah, so happy to have you guys on the program. It is, the holiday season is here. There is so much going on for sure. And I've got pie on my mind because I know you guys got those delicious pies.
Yes, we do.
and they are for sale, of course. And we'll get you lots of details on that. I'm curious, though, the school and all the programs and services you provide for folks with disabilities. Tell me what's going on with that. We're kind of in this post-pandemic world. Things are reopening.
Yeah, it's been quite a few years for sure. And I think we're having this conversation today because things are returning to a sense of normalcy. I'm going to say post-pandemic because I want to be really optimistic about that this thing's going to go away once and for all.
Yes, I agree. My gosh.
But it's been challenging. And as you know, we are a multifaceted human service agency in our Rochester community. We're serving people who come from the 6-county region. So we have a wide reach, and we serve children ages 5 to 21, with intellectual and developmental disabilities in kindergarten through age 21 school. And then we also serve adults in our program, age 21, I like to say right on through retirement, and vocational training, day habilitation for those who need that kind of support. And so a wide array of services in a continuum of services that we provide for people with IDD in our community.
Definitely. And now that things are opening back up, you guys are able to expand some of those services and programs, I'm wondering?
That is always what we're working on, because the more people we can reach, the better it is. You know, there are a lot of people in our community who have needs in our realm, and that includes, the education, it includes vocational training, supported employment for those who are ready to go to work and contribute to our community and have meaningful work and competitive employment. And so we know there's need. We know that when we position ourselves to provide people these services, they thrive, they become successful as they define it, and we can maximize their independence in our community, and that's what we're all about. So the more the merrier.
100%. And how many folks do you guys service on an annual basis?
So all total, we serve up to 120 students in our school program. That's our capacity as placed on us by state ed based on our physical plant. But then we also serve up to about 300 individuals and their families through our adult services. And so the reach is wide.
For sure. We're talking with Donna Deedy and Lori Otto from School to Holy Childhood. And I'm wondering, too, if somebody's listening and maybe they want to get involved with your organization, how would they do so?
Sure. I mean, volunteers have always been the hallmark of our organization. But if you're speaking about people who are looking for services, they can certainly always call us. The school, for school services, people can reach out through their committees on special education in their home school district. And if you're looking for adult services, certainly can contact us here at Holy Childhood, and we can connect them with the right people. And as I said, volunteers are always a hallmark. I mean, in our heyday pre-COVID, we had hundreds of volunteers who would, throughout the course of a year, come in and assist us in our classrooms, in our therapy rooms, and really made a great difference to the people who are in services here.
Sure. Well, hopefully now that things are kind of, as you said, getting back to normal and we've got this pandemic thing behind us, people can reach out again and get involved, because I know that a lot of our listeners may have the time to give back.
Mm-hmm. This is a very giving community. We know that we are amongst the most generous in the entire country as it pertains to people who give gifts of time, talent, and treasure. And we're so grateful. And this, even during the pandemic, we thought, oh my goodness, you know, we're going to see some fall off in all realms. You know, we couldn't have people in the building to volunteer.
Sure.
But you know what? People responded, and they were tough times. And we're still feeling some residual of that. And our friends are stepping up, and we have so many new friends who are also contributing, and we're starting to get our volunteers back in the building. Just yesterday, I saw Frankie, the therapy dog, walking down the hallway again, and
aww,
it was really good to see Frankie. I think I got a little more therapy than some of our other people did.
Oh, that's great. So Frankie's back on campus, huh?
Right.
And to that end, Ed, you know, our fundraising events are opening back up. We're seeing more and more people come back to those now that we can have them after the hiatus, and that's going to lead us right into the craft sale, and we're just so happy to be able to do these things and see our friends.
100%. Yeah, you guys have so much going on in the craft sale, the bakery, all the different things, you know, provide opportunities for people to get involved, but also support the programs that you guys do, because there is a cost to that for sure.
Absolutely. You know, we always, we feel that we offer premium services for which the traditional funding streams are never quite enough. So we rely on our friends, and it's so very helpful to the people we serve. But the craft sale is rejuvenated again this year. Thank goodness. We had to, you know, put a hiatus on it. And this was an event that would draw thousands of people to our campus from all over the place. Usually it would happen before Thanksgiving. But the pandemic shut that down for a couple of years. So this time we have kind of a retooled version where this amazing new friend of ours, Lori Yohe, who is the head of Shopping for a Cause, she partnered with us and said, you know what, I know this is difficult for you, things are changing, let me help you. And she is a premier expert on the world of craft shows and craft sales, and so she's helping us organize it this year. And our good friends at Eide Family of Dealerships are also sponsoring and making it possible. So Lori's organizing for us. December 10th is the date this year, which is a little different for our event. And I think it's going to be a great pre-Christmas gathering of thousands of folks from all over the community who can swing by and pick up a really unique gift for Christmas.
And I'm hearing our very own Maggie Strickland here from Legends is actually going to be one of the craft vendors at that show. And she's saying that there are a lot of vendors. Like, I think we're talking like 50 or 60 different craft and vendors on site, right?
Yes, we're on our way to almost 70 vendors. And I know we're maxed out at this point, but that's our usual number of vendors. And this place is just going to be filled with vendors and people, and it's just going to be wonderful.
And if you're looking to do a little holiday shopping, I mean, this is a few weeks before Christmas. We're talking December 10th for this sale at your campus, of course. And what a great way to support a local business, a local crafter or vendor, and support you guys at the same time. That's really cool.
Absolutely. We've got plenty of parking here. That wouldn't be a problem at all. And we just invite everybody to come on out. People that have come in the past, we welcome you back. And we just can't wait to see everyone here.
And where are you guys located, just if somebody's not familiar with it?
We're at 100 Groton Parkway in Henrietta, right off of Hollybrook.
Perfect, perfect. So right over in Henrietta, lots of parking. You guys can stop in. And the sale is on December 10th from 10 until 5, is it?
10 until 4.
10 until 4.
And, you know, I've been here at Holy Childhood for almost 12 years, and there are a number of things that always mean the most to me, and this is one of them. It's a special, special feeling that you get when you see all these people streaming into this building and interacting. You want to talk about the town square. That's what it feels like. And the interactions with the people who are in our programs here, with the people from our community, it's spectacular. And it kind of speaks to our mission.
That is a beautiful thing. Like you said, it's a great community gathering. And like you said, trying to help people achieve as much as they can out of life, which is a beautiful thing. And again, the craft sale is coming up on December 10th. I am talking with Donna Deedy and with Lori Otto, both from Holy Childhood here. And you guys In addition to this craft sale, I hear it is pie season, of course. We're just coming off Thanksgiving, getting ready for Christmas and more holidays here. Tell me more about the pie opportunities.
Sure. So most of our friends are familiar with the fact that we have Special Touch Bakery, which is a fully commercial pie manufacturing facility that we now is located out in on Mount Reed Boulevard. But that was born of a single vocational training program more than 35 years ago through Holy Childhood, and it has expanded to the extent that we're now serving amazing customers like Wegmans. We're making some of their product. So it has expanded beyond our wildest dreams so that we can train and employ people of all abilities in this incredible integrated operation. But we run all year, and you can get pies all year. But let's face it, this is the time of year for pie, right?
Yes.
So, at the craft sale, we're doing things a little differently than our friends might expect for our craft sale. Yes, you can get pie. And yes, you can get whatever variety you want. And so the ready-baked products, so things like pumpkin and pecan, cream pies, key lime, those sorts of things, they will be frozen, ready for you to thaw out for your dinner table. But if you want fruit pie this year, and any variety that we make, we're going to have ready-to-bake pies available. And what that means is you can come and pick up that apple pie, and you take it home, and when you're ready to put it on your holiday table, pop it in your oven, and your house will smell divine.
Oh, it sounds so good. And what a convenience,
exactly.
My gosh.
So, you know, you get a little of both. You get our expertise from our bakers, and a little bit of love that's ready to go, and then you bake it at home, and your home will just be welcoming for your family.
And that's a wonderful thing. If you've got a two-year-old son at home like I do, and mom and dad don't have the time to hand-do it anymore, that is a beautiful convenience. We are, again, talking about the Special Touch Bakery and their pies and everything. Tell me more about the bakery. How many people work over there?
So we have more than 30 people who are employed and or receiving training if they're not quite ready for competitive employment. The whole goal when we incorporated Special Touch Bakery, Inc., was to make sure that we did two things. And one was to provide community-based opportunities for people of all abilities and train them in that environment. And then the second mission of Special Touch is to send proceeds back to Holy Childhood for underfunded programs. So it's a, you know, dual purpose, but most important, if you go out on our bakery floor, you will see it is one of the finest food manufacturing operations that have earned the badge, the seal of approval from incredible partners like Wegmans and PFG, Performance Food Group, and Gordon Food Services and Honor Foods. And so we're distributing our pies all over the country now. And it's a wonderful fulfillment of the mission that we set out to do when we launched that expanded version 5 years ago.
Congratulations. What a great accolade for you guys and all the folks that are a part of the team there.
Thank you.
Again, so you can still get a pie, you're telling me, even though we are after Thanksgiving here, we can still get a pie at the craft sale, right?
Yes, at the craft sale December 10th, absolutely available. Leading up to Thanksgiving, we have our pie pickup days, but that's pre-order, and that deadline will have passed. So you can certainly call a Special Touch Bakery at 359-BAKE with the 585 area code. And if you want to place an order ahead, you can do that. But for the craft sale itself, we'll have pies at the ready here at the 100 Groton Parkway campus of Holy Childhood.
Perfect, perfect. What a wonderful thing. Looking forward to that for sure. We're going to be at the craft sale with you guys. Chuck Kelly, our morning guy, going to be out there part of the event as well. So it's really cool. We're looking forward to that. And again, it is coming up on December 10th. And if somebody hasn't stopped out before, they should check this out because, like you said, pre-pandemic, it is really a community gathering of tons of vendors and different things that you can't find necessarily online. You know, it's local right here to Rochester.
That's right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's like a big open house with our vendor friends, you know. Come on in, do some shopping. walk around the campus, walk around the building, visiting all the vendors. It's just a great time for everyone.
And if somebody's listening, I'm wondering too if they are maybe they have a business or they're looking to volunteer and they wanted to come over and learn more about the campus. Are you guys open for tours again now and stuff like that?
Yes, we are. And if they call 585-359-3710 and speak to our lovely receptionist, Brooke, she'll point you in the right direction.
Excellent, excellent. And I'm wondering, too, you know, I hear this from pretty much every organization I talk to. Are you guys also looking for staff members as well?
Well, yes, we are. We are. You know, we've always been really fortunate. We have had a long time and dedicated staff here at Holy Childhood. But in this post-pandemic time, I'm sure you're hearing from a lot of organizations, employers all over the community, employers of all type. There's still a staffing shortage. So we have some key positions for which we do have openings, and always encourage people to take a look at our websites, specialtouchbakery.org and holychildhood.org, and you'll see all kinds of great listings. And this is a family here. We consider our team to be part of our family, and when people do come and work here, they end up telling us, you know what, I've never felt quite this way at an employer, and I'm glad I'm here.
Aww. And that's a wonderful thing to feel like you're part of a team and helping give back to the community at the same time.
Right.
Absolutely.
Well, very good. Yes, more details on that on your website. We are talking with Donna Deedy. She's the president and CEO of Holy Childhood, and with Lori Otto, the public relations manager. And okay, so we've got the pies going on right now with the holidays and everything, and then the craft sale coming up on December 10th. And then what's after that?
No.
Yeah, I know, right?
There is no rest. Coming up in April, April 21st, we have our 10th annual Wegmans Wine at Center Ice event at Bill Gray's Regional Iceplex. It's a tasting event featuring local vendors, food, wine, beer, spirits. Like I said, it's our 10th annual. It's a great event, lots of fun. And then we've got some golf tournaments coming up next year. We have our ladies' golf tournament that is usually in July. And then we have our annual golf tournament that is men and ladies that happens at Midvale in June.
Very nice. So it's so nice to hear that, you know, you guys have got the golf tournaments and other wine and food events coming back. We really are getting back to normal, right?
We are. We're so excited.
Funny thing about the Wine at Center Ice, when it started 10 years ago, I think, Lori, it was during the winter. It was sometime around the Super Bowl. We thought it was a novelty that we would be having this event on an ice rink, but you're standing on the ice, but there's a floor over it. So it was a little nippy in there, but, you know, it was a novelty. So people loved it, and it was very casual. Well, now we've moved it into the spring, and, well, the ice won't be down. And we tried that for the first time last year, and people said, don't bring the ice back. We like it this way. We're a little more toasty. So that's what we've done.
Right, so I say, you know, with the events we do here at the radio station, too, you learn and improve with everyone, even,
right.
You know.
That's right.
Yeah.
No, that's great. Well, you guys really are such a wonderful gem here in the Rochester area. We're talking with Donna and Lori from Holy Childhood. And again, really encourage you to support them however you can, whether that's buying a pie or coming to the craft sale on December 10th. Again, support them in any way that you can. They are looking for volunteers as well, and you can find out more details on their website. Thank you both for joining me this morning.
Thank you
for having us very much.
You've been listening to Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 102.7 WLGZ, DJRO Broadcasting.